Casey Jordan, criminologist. This is also so unique in that you have this deranged person who is obviously, you know, set on committing these crimes, follows through, comes prepared with, and I don't know for sure whether it was a GoPro camera strapped to him or his cell phone, I don't know, but that, you know, you see from the vantage point, and this is a video that we're not sharing, but we've seen it, most of us have seen it, you know, he waits to make sure that both of these individuals are in the shot before shooting. What is that about?
It's about the fact that he chose to do this on live television for maximum shock value and impact, and to a huge extent he has succeeded in doing that. He at one point zooms, and then actually the camera goes back a little bit. At one point he turns away. He's very close to the victims, but he's so close, but they are in the middle of a live broadcast, and for those of us who work in live television, you get peripheral vision where you don't see anything that's happening on the sides because you're just focusing on what you're doing at that exact moment. And he, as a reporter, knew that. He knew that he could get within a few feet of them and probably disguised himself as just a bystander, curious at what was going on right there on the pier at that moment, and get close enough so that he could actually pull those shots off. He knew it was live, he knew it would be broadcast, and he knew it was groundbreaking. No one else has ever done this, and he wanted to go down in infamy.